Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joyce Barton is here, ladies and gentlemen. Joyce is a new friend. She's a senior professor at DeVry University in the College of Business and Management. She specializes in accountancy, audit, fraud, and forensic accountancies, which is a whole separate world from just doing your taxes and your books. And she's here to talk to us about the intersection that's developing right now between the accounting world and the cybersecurity world. And she's our new friend, Joyce Barton. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me this morning.
It's good
to be here.
Good to have you here. So this accounting is not, this is not your grandfather's accounting world, is it?
No longer, it is not. You know, years ago, the accountant was expected to come in and crunch the numbers and do the taxes. And today's accountant is expected to add value to the business. And so these accountant skills have extended beyond just the analytical skills, but also to the soft skills.
Mm-hmm.
Today's accountant needs to be that trusted business advisor, has to think more globally, has to provide some forensic skills, which means using their investigative skills to help companies detect fraud and then gather intelligence if something should happen within that business.
I want to hold off on the cyber stuff for just a minute. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about that. I want to set up something a little bit before that though. I had a consulting company years ago of my own, and before I started my media company, and I had friends in the accounting business they had CPA firms, and I would go to them, and I knew that they could help the people I was helping if they wanted to, but they weren't, so that gave me work. But I also realized they had plenty of people that they could help, and I tried to get them, more than one of them, to include a consulting aspect to their business model. And every one of them rejected me, and they didn't reject it because they didn't like me necessarily, as much as they said, this is not the way the accounting profession wants us to go. Now that was say 25 years ago. How has this changed?
Well, what has changed is a lot of businesses, again, have to think differently. We've got a lot of creative minds out there that are trying to dissect from a business owner his assets.
But is the profession promoting this?
Yes.
Is AICPA on board with this kind of direction? Because what I ran into was that I was doing projections for my clients that I felt like the CPA could have done, but CPAs, in those days, they were telling me, "Look, we don't like to go forward. We're historians. We're not futurists." And so, how do you reconcile all that?
The accounting profession has absolutely promoted more careers in fraud and forensics, and have added additional certifications to not only the CPA profession. And so that's what we've had to do as part of educators. We've had to think out of the box, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and promote more education regarding ethics,
right,
and having the accountants look forward from the standpoint of looking at what things can go wrong,
right,
what type of values have to be included within a company,
mm-hmm.
and I call it setting tone at the top, which means
right,
the manager of a company has to be the role model for that company, And accountants have to think ahead and not just backwards. So mm-hmm. that's a
I love hearing you say that, and I'm glad to hear you say that. But the so you're saying that in the last 20 years, the accounting profession has realized that it can no longer just be historians.
In my opinion, absolutely, and that's the way that we have to look ahead. And we have to prepare our future students, our future managers.
Right.
We've got these new millennials who are users of innovative technology, mm-hmm. and they value trust and ethics and this social good. And so we've got to prepare them for the future in all of these emerging accounting specializations.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to provide them with that education, and we do that at DeVry University and Keller Graduate School to prepare them to be tomorrow's future managers, because they want a career that not only offers financial
right.
security, but also personal fulfillment.
Well, and your accounting education is not just to raise public CPAs, it's also to raise corporate accountants and financial advisors. But the big thing that I felt has been missing for a long time among CPAs is the refusal to help a small business owner with a cash flow projection, just a simple projection. They wouldn't do it because I used to do that. I mean, it was business for me. But I'm glad to hear you say that the accounting profession and the industry is making these changes, and not a moment too soon either, right?
Absolutely not, and that's exactly what a small business has to do, is not think about maybe that one small store, but how they're going to expand and how they're going to project their image, and
right.
that includes that they've got to run the numbers and make sure that they're prepared and have the financial wherewithal in order to grow that business.
There's one document that's been the reason why I've survived for 25 years plus in business, almost 26 years, and that's been because I learned how to do a 12-month cash flow spreadsheet, a projection. And no accountant ever taught me to do it. No accountant would do it. When I learned that, if I'd like to encourage you, as you're an educator, please train your people. Not, I know they know how to do a 12-month forward-focusing a cash flow spreadsheet, but please encourage them to be supporters of that and encourage their clients to use that. I need your website, Joyce.
It's www.devryu.com. Net, and we look forward to anyone pursuing any of our accounting and business programs at DeVry University.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how this fits with cybersecurity.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.